You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Coming to you from New York City, the only city in America, it's The Daily Show. Tonight, debate season is in full swing. Where Halloween came from and Elizabeth Banks. This is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to The Daily Show. I'm Trevor Noah. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for coming out in person. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much. Take a seat. Let's do this. We have got a great show for you tonight. We'll tell you how rats will save your life. We tiptoe around the Senate debate that everyone is talking about, and we discover the truth about Halloween. Plus, my guest tonight is the one and only Elizabeth Banks, everybody! So, let's do this, people. Let's jump straight into today's headlines. All right, before we get into the big stories, let's catch up on a few other things going on in the world. Starting with health news. A new study sponsored by the National Institutes of Health has found that kids who play video games for at least 3 hours a day have better memory and impulse control than non-gamers. Yeah. And I'm not the kind of person who would say, "I told you so," to my mom. Because she could still whip my ass, but I told you so. Yeah. She's not, okay. Just making sure she's not behind me. But yeah, it turns out gamers have great impulse control. So the next time a teenager calls you the N-word in a game of Call of Duty, he really thought it through. In travel news, Virgin Australia has announced that for the next 6 months, anyone who selects a middle seat will be automatically entered into a lottery with more than $230,000 worth of prizes up for grabs. Yeah, and here's my first question. Is one of the prizes an aisle seat? Because, I mean, that's the only way I'm ever selecting a middle seat on a plane. Plus, winning the lottery makes it worse. Now I'm in the middle seat and the aisle and window seats are looking to rob my ass. Just like, well, if it isn't Mr. Jackpot, leave me alone. Here's one of the strangest human interest stories I've ever heard. A hermit known as the world's dirtiest man, right, actually known as that, has died at the age of 94. But get this, just a few months after bathing for the first time in 60 years. Which is a real lesson here, guys. Don't try anything new because it will kill you. It will. Oh, and more importantly, congratulations to the new world's dirtiest man, Steve Bannon. Well done. All right. Let's move on to some of the biggest stories of the day. Starting once again with the midterms. You know, that time of the year when your baby is at the highest risk of being kissed by Ted Cruz. There was a major debate last night that could change everything. And we'll tell you all about it in our ongoing coverage of Votedemic 2022. The big question leading up to Election Day right now is, who will control the Senate when the dust settles? And with so many close races around the country, it could still go either way. But a pivotal moment may have occurred last night at a debate in Pennsylvania. On one side of this neck-and-neck race, you have Democrat John Fetterman, Lieutenant Governor and bouncer on the sets of Jerry Springer. And on the Republican side, you have Dr. Oz, not to be confused with the Wizard of Oz, who also lived in a mansion that wasn't in Pennsylvania. Now, after securing the Republican nomination, Dr. Oz has been trying to distance himself from the MAGA side of the force and reposition himself as a bipartisan voice of reason to try and scoop up all the centrist voters on Election Day. You know, he's basically doing that TikTok thing where you flip your hair down and then when you come up, you act like you suddenly didn't want to hang Mike Pence. You know that thing? But here's the thing. Being pro-Trump and pro-reasonable is a lot harder than people think, which was apparent when Dr. Oz had to explain his position on abortion.
Should abortion be banned in America? 60 seconds.
There should not be involvement from the federal government in how states decide their abortion decisions. As a physician, I've been in the room when there's some difficult conversations happening. I don't want the federal government involved with that at all. I want women, doctors, local political leaders, letting the democracy that's always allowed our nation to thrive to put the best ideas forward so states can decide for themselves.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Dr. Oz said abortion rights should be decided by women and their doctors and local political leaders. Which was pretty slick, right? I like how he did it, because he started that sentence like he was on the side of women. But then he snuck in the politicians at the end, like a teenager buying condoms at a gas station. He was like, oh, let me get those Cheetos and the root beer, and can I get the Trojan condom, please? You're gonna get this at the back. Let's be honest, if you're pro-choice, what Dr. Oz is suggesting is bullshit, right? I think we can all agree. There is only one politician who should have a say in your abortion, and that's Herschel Walker, because it's his. It's his. It's probably his. Ladies, check. They're all his. Now, unfortunately, the Democrats couldn't exactly take a victory lap after Dr. Oz's performance at the debate because it was their own guy who was getting most of the attention.
Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman started off the hour-long debate assuring voters he's still capable of doing the job of senator 5 months after having a stroke.
Let's also talk about the elephant in the room. I had a stroke. He's never let me forget that. I might miss some words during this debate, mush two words together, but it knocked me down, but I'm going to keep coming back up.
Fetterman's use of a closed captioning device during the debate, where he read questions in real time on a screen above the moderators, sparked debate on social media, with some observers seeing a strong performance amid recovery, while others cast him as unsteady.
Fetterman especially lost his footing on the subject of fracking when questioned about a 2018 interview where he said he would never support the industry versus his current position supporting fracking.
I do support fracking, and I support fracking, and I stand, and I do support fracking.
You know, what's interesting to see is how people have reacted to this clip. You know, because on the one hand, obviously, that was a part of the debate that tripped him up because he has had a shaky record on whether he's for or against the fracking. But also, beyond that, people were wondering about the stroke. And it was interesting to see, if people support him, they're seeing a guy who's overcoming a temporary disability. But then the people who are against him see a guy who's not mentally fit to be senator. And I guess because of polarization, it's like that with everything these days. You know, everyone's seeing the world from two different sides. Like, if you're a diehard Christmas lover, you hate the Grinch. But if you don't like Christmas, then yeah, he's extremely f***able and you'd smash. Everything is subjective, everything. Look at that mouth. And I personally feel bad for John Fetterman, though, because he had a stroke, and on top of that, after the debate, Dr. Oz tried to sell him a supplement that would cure him for $59.99. You know, if you ask me, I don't know why Fetterman ever admitted to having a stroke. This is American politics. You know, he could have just done whatever he wanted, right? He's running for the Senate of Pennsylvania. He could have just showed up to the debate and be like, sorry for my words, everyone, I'm drunk off my ass. The entire state would have been like, hell yeah, man, savior, go Phillies, yeah! I love this guy, woo! But the truth is, Fetterman's limitations right now are just something voters will have to consider when they make their choice. Like, maybe they don't care whether Fetterman is capable of debating. Maybe voters prefer his policies. Or maybe they just want a senator who can block the door the next time it's getting stormed by rioters. That could be very useful. It's all up to them. Anyway, let's move on and talk about natural disasters. Because no matter where you live, they could happen to you. One minute you're buying groceries, then an earthquake hits, and boom, you're buried alive. Or you're hiking, suddenly an avalanche hits, boom, you're buried alive. Or you're at home watching TV, a tornado hits, picks you up, rips off all your clothes, then throws you through your neighbor's window into the bedroom with his wife right as your neighbor walks in. He knocks you out with a shovel, and boom, buries you alive. Happens all the time. All the time. Rest in peace, Uncle. But here's some good news. If you've been buried alive by a natural disaster, there's a new first responder who might be coming to your aid.
An unlikely hero is being trained to help search and rescue teams during natural disasters. We're talking about rats. The rodents are fitted with tiny high-tech backpacks carrying video cameras. The project, created by Belgian nonprofit, trains the rats to help first responders search for survivors among rubble and disaster zones. Once they locate the target, they pull a switch on their little vest that triggers a beep before heading back to the trainers to get a treat. And the leader of the project says rats are perfect for the job since they're small, curious, and prone to explore.
Oh! Oh my God, that's so adorable! Did you see the little backpack and the tiny camera? I want to be rescued by one of them! Oh, lock the doors! Let's blow the building up! You're gonna thank me when there's a bunch of cute rats saving all of us. No, but for real though, this is incredible. This is incredible. Just take a moment to think of some of the things that rats can do, huh? They can sniff out landmines, right? They can detect tuberculosis. In New York City restaurants, they taste our food before we eat it. And yet, do we appreciate them? No! We're terrible to them. We're terrible to rats. We don't treat them with any respect. In fact, we've gotta pray that if we are ever trapped under the rubble, we've really gotta hope that the rat that comes to rescue us doesn't hold a grudge.
Well, if it isn't the guy who tested that toxic makeup on my cousin. Oh, look, you can't move your arms. Oh, they worked fine when you were putting out all those traps, though, didn't they, huh? Bet you wish you hadn't appropriated my culture for your Chuck E. Cheese now, huh? Yeah, why don't you rescue yourself, you little bitch? I'm gonna go poop in a Cheerios box. Bye!
Okay. I just realized at some point my mom's gonna be like, what do you do at your job? I'm like, don't worry. All right, finally, here's a really fun story from the world of higher education. You know, universities are always doing the utmost to try and stop students from cheating. And for good reason, for good reason. You don't want students to cheat, right? Because you don't want someone cheating their way through engineering and then one day building a bridge, all right? Or what if someone cheats their way through 14th century Italian poetry? I don't even need to tell you the chaos that that would unleash on society. But one professor in the Philippines is going viral for how she decided to stop cheating in her class.
The Washington Post says a Philippines college professor asked her students to wear anti-cheating hats for a midterm exam, and they went all out. The students showed up for their mechanical engineering test this month wearing all sorts of designs on their heads. Photos of the students in their headgear went viral, though, on local news.
All right, I don't know who this professor is, but that's genius. Right? I love that. No, because instead of just telling kids not to cheat, obstruct their field of vision. Because most of the time, teachers can't actually stop anyone from cheating. Right? The best they can do is walk up and down the aisles like a pigeon looking for pieces of bread, you know? They just do that thing. Hey, 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 hey. I like the system. It helps the students focus, and it removes the temptation. Because let's be honest, it's temptation. Most of the time, cheating is a spur of the moment thing, right? You don't go into the test intending to cheat. What happens is you realize you know none of the answers. And then you notice out of the corner of your eye that Angie's flying. And now, if you know that you're probably wrong, why would you just stick with your wrong answers, right? In a real-world situation, we want to encourage people to go with whoever has the best ideas. It's not cheating. It's called having an open mind, people. You've got to explore your opportunities. That's why my uncle was in his neighbor's bedroom's wife with... All right, that's a it for the headlines. But before we go to a quick break, let's check in on the stock market with our very own finance expert, Michael Costa, everybody.
Michael, crazy time, man. Crazy, crazy time in the markets right now. What's happening?
I am crushing it. I mean, you might need to call a rescue rat because my crushing has caused a lot of people to be trapped under rubble, so.
But that sounds like your financial advice has buried people in debt.
Well, if you want to get out of that debt, I got a hot tip for you, so stay tuned, okay?
All right, let's do it.
All right, let's do it. So this week, multiple corporations had their third quarter earnings reports, which included Google and Microsoft, both of whom had disappointing numbers, okay? But before we get into that, the rescue rats.
Yeah.
Right? I found this story so useful, okay? When my landlord came by to evict me because of a rat infestation, I told him, hey, you're wrong. I'm actually training an elite group of search and rescue rats. It bought me 24 hours. But you're right, Trevor. Animals are amazing. I mean, pigs can hunt truffles. Dolphins are helping the Navy with their sonar. My dog, he'll lick peanut butter off my body wherever I put it. Okay? Look, that's not a sex thing. I just eat peanut butter sloppily, okay? And I heard, Trevor, that in Africa that you can hang wet laundry on a rhinoceros's horn.
No, Michael, that is not true. That is so dumb. It's not true.
Oh, because you don't have laundry. I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. Honestly, I'm
this
sorry.
This guy, look, you know, can you just get to the...
Well, here's the thought. Anybody ask what cats do, you know? How do they contribute to society? To me, it seems like cats have 9 lives and they're wasting every single one of them. If you were trapped under your building and your cat saw you, it would yawn and go back to sleep. Or even worse, it would kill a rat, the one thing that's trying to save your ass. Trevor's right. Rats need more respect. That's why it's called respect, okay? Think about it. They're basically firemen, okay? And that's why it wasn't weird that I made a sexy rat calendar.
What does this even... Michael, can you just get to the markets?
Let's do the markets.
Okay.
Okay?
No more rats. Sexy rats. Can you just...
Let's do the markets. All right. So, Alphabet, okay, which is Google's parent company. I binged it. All right. And Microsoft... Both had their quarterly earnings calls, which were so bad, it led the stock to a dramatic fall. Look at that. Which makes me say to all the company owners, if you know your earnings calls are going to be so bad, why are you making that call, okay? If you have bad news, don't call people. I didn't call my landlord when I found 93 rats in my apartment. I put little bells and backpacks on them, and now I gave them names. I'm helping society. So look, this is Google and Microsoft. Everything's going fine, right? There was a little dip here in October 24th, but that's not a big deal. The guy that draws the lines actually just sneezed. Sometimes that happens. But what the hell is going on here? Well, turns out Microsoft's cloud company didn't generate as much revenue as they thought. Well, obviously, clouds just disappear, right? But the bigger drop came from Google. Ad revenue's down on YouTube because advertisers don't want to advertise to us knowing the economy's struggling and we don't want to buy anything. Well, you don't. I'm crushing it, okay? But here's some advice to YouTube. If your ad revenue is down and it's affecting your stock, why are you letting us skip ads? Of course I'm going to skip your ad for Rogaine. My toupee is perfect, okay? No other company has a skip revenue button. CVS doesn't have a skip payment button. They do have those self-checkout things, though, and those are pretty much the same thing. Hey, hot tip to media companies. Force your viewers to watch profitable ads. Trevor, throw it a commercial.
No, Costa, don't tell me what to do.
All right. Okay, all right, sorry. Yeah, you're right, no, you're right, sorry.
Yeah, I'm gonna do whatever I want. All right, we're gonna go to a commercial break right now. Michael Costa, everybody. Stay tuned, because when we come back, Desi Lydon is going to scare the shit out of you. You don't want to miss it.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more
more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Daily Show. Next Monday is Halloween. It's the reason we've been mutilating pumpkins all month. But where did Halloween come from? Well, Desi Leidick has the answer.
Hello, my dearies. Halloween is right around the corner.
Which reminds me, I need to get a costume. Now, according to my local CVS, Halloween is a two-month festival beginning September 1st, which celebrates the worst candy of all time. But actually, Halloween is an ancient holiday with a rich and spooky history. And by spooky, I mean interesting. It all started in ancient Ireland, where they celebrated the earliest version of Halloween, the Festival of Samhain. That's right, the Irish gave us not one, but two holidays where people get wasted and have sex behind a Dunkin' Donuts. Hey, Ireland, thank you. They believe that on the night of October 31st, the veil between the world and the afterlife was lifted, and that spirits returned for one night, like a divorced dad on your birthday. So to win favor with the spirits, they lit bonfires and offered gifts to them. But most importantly, they disguised themselves in costumes so the dead wouldn't recognize them. Because, trust me, no one wants to get stuck in a conversation with a ghost. They're always like, avenge me, avenge me. It's like, okay, weirdo, I just met you. Costumes during Samhain consisted of animal heads and skins. Ew. But in their defense, it was ancient times. Those were the only costumes Party City had back then. For thousands of years, Samhain was celebrated in Ireland by the Celtics. Sorry, Celtics. Until Ireland got a very special delivery on its doorstep. Catholicism! And the Catholics gave the festival a holy makeover, naming November 1st All Saints' Day, aka All Hallows, making the night before Hallows' Eve. Eventually, this evolved into Halloween. Like many other scary things, you have the Catholic Church to thank. After this transition, the earliest version of trick-or-treating began. Medieval beggars would pray for people's dead relatives in exchange for food. And that's pretty depressing. Outsourcing your praying to the less fortunate? I mean, how lazy are you? Oh, my Postmates with a single bottle of water is here. Bring it in. But there was fun trick-or-treating too. Kids dressed up in costumes and offered to sing or recite a poem in exchange for food or money or wine. And I know what you're thinking, kids drinking wine? But don't worry, it's Irish wine, so it's basically just rancid grape juice. In the 18th and 19th centuries, Halloween started getting popular around the world, especially in America, after a Halloween poem by Robert Burns became popular. And I know it might seem weird that something became mainstream due to poetry, but if you think about it, it's the same way we all learned about scissorp. At the turn of the century, the influx of Irish immigrants made Halloween even bigger in the U.S., and it actually started to get a little rowdy. Kids used the day as an excuse for vandalism and general assholery, a tradition that continues to this day. Oh, motherfucker. I will kick your ass at soccer practice, Timmy! It was so bad, some politicians wanted to cancel Halloween altogether. Luckily, the solution was already built in. Trick-or-treating. Everyone figured out that if they gave kids treats in exchange for not acting like little dickheads, they'd be chill. Trick-or-treating exploded by the 1950s with the mass production of candy. Although back then, candy was weird. They had all these suggestive names like Zagnuts and Sugar Daddies. If you like candy, kids, you'll love Uncle Jimmy's Pole Smokers. Mmm, pole. By the 1970s, Halloween wasn't just for kids anymore. Adults started to get into it too. They threw parties, they wore costumes, some sexy and some really sexy. Oh yeah, Dick Nix Hive, where you at? These days, Halloween has taken on a new meaning, celebrating the macabre and having a safe space to explore our identities with our friends and family. I'm just f***ing with you. It's about making as much money as possible. It's the most expensive holiday after Christmas, and we don't even get a PlayStation out of it. Just some highly regrettable photos and a mouthful of cavities. Lost another one. So now you know how Halloween got to be so spooktacular. I hope everyone out there has a safe and fun time this year. Enjoy it, because the next holiday is Thanksgiving, when you have to spend the whole day with your entire family.
Thank you so much for that, Daddy. All right, stay tuned, because when we come back, Elizabeth Banks will be joining me on the show, so don't go away.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is an actor and a director you know from Mrs. America, The Hunger Games, and Pitch Perfect. She's here to talk about starring in the new film called Jane, which will be in theaters October 28th. Please welcome Elizabeth Banks. Elizabeth, they're a wonderful audience.
Yeah.
Welcome to The Daily Show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And congratulations on creating what I think everyone is going to enjoy as not just a heartfelt film, but a film that, in more ways than most, feels completely apt for these times.
Ooh. My character, Joy, seeks out an abortion when her life is in danger, and it's life or death for her. And this is a woman who never thought she'd seek out abortion care. And
right.
When she gets there, it's in 1968 Chicago. Abortion is illegal. This is pre-Roe versus Wade. And she meets a collective of women called the Janes. These mm-hmm. are real-life women. So the story is based on a real-life group, the Jane Collective of Chicago, who provided abortion care, abortion health care, to nearly 11,000 women in the late 60s before abortion was legal in Illinois, in Chicago.
It's a story about bravery in the face of everything that stands against you, because
yeah.
in the story, you know, we meet a woman who's living like a cookie cutter life.
Yes.
You know, your character's just like, she's living her life. She comes from a conservative family, but we don't really talk about that. And it's almost not about the politics per se, but it's about how society was oppressing women at this time.
Yeah.
And what feels, again, pertinent to this moment is seeing her not just fight for herself, but for every other woman who needs to have an abortion and can't afford it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, I'm pro-abortion, and I like to tell people who aren't pro-abortion that I'm fighting for them to have that abortion that they don't know they need yet.
Wow, yeah.
I'll fight for your daughter and your wife and your mom. Don't worry.
It really is a powerful story, though, because, you know, this is what gets me about the film is you think, first of all, you would think this film was made now. That's the first thing. You started planning this and you filmed this how long ago?
Well, I first read the script nearly 3 years ago.
Right.
And, you know, we had the pandemic, and we finally got to make it, get Sigourney Weaver in to be this amazing activist.
She's really phenomenal.
Yeah, amazing. And You know, I think at the time we knew that there were what we call abortion deserts in America, which are areas where abortion was so inaccessible mm-hmm. that basically people were living in a time that was like pre-Roe. And this film really presents the dangerous, often desperate situations that pregnant people found themselves in when they right. didn't want to be pregnant. And, you know, we all know that abortion bans don't ban, you know, they don't solve abortion, because as long as there have been pregnant people, there will be people that don't want to be pregnant. And this film reminds us that their safety matters, right? That we can recenter women and the healthcare that they need and make sure that it's safe for them. And safety relies on legality, mm-hmm, frankly. Mm-hmm. That's sort of the time that we are now talking about. It was 1968 in the movie, but it's today in 14 states.
It also showed a side of the conversation that is necessary but painful at the same time. You know, the film isn't flippant when it comes to talking about abortion.
Yeah.
You know, there's the scene, for instance, where we're in the room. We're seeing a lot of what the procedure is. We're seeing the pain. We're seeing what the woman goes through. And I wanted to know why you felt it was so important to have that in the story. Some would gloss over it. Some would say, oh, no, we don't want to put that in because it makes it complicated. But it felt like it was kept in for that reason.
You know, 1 in 4 women, American women, have an abortion. So it's a pretty common practice. Mm-hmm. And there's this mythology, there's this lie, frankly, that anti-abortion activists will say, which is that abortion can kill you. And that is simply not true. Abortion is very, very, it's safer than getting your wisdom teeth out. It's safer than a colonoscopy. So the Janes didn't lose a single life. They performed 11,000 abortions, didn't lose a single life. And so I think partly why we wanted to put the procedure in was just to normalize it, you know, just to destigmatize the entire process and to show you that she was fine after and went and had spaghetti.
Right. It's just like it's a procedure that somebody is having.
Yeah.
To have autonomy over their lives.
Yeah.
You also choose to have many funny moments in the film, which somebody wouldn't think at first, you know, if I said to you, oh, there's this film and it's about abortion, and it's about, people go like, oh, wow, this is going to be a very serious film. And it is serious, but there are so many moments where you find yourself like laughing out loud as well,
really
laughing out loud in a human way. You know, that also feels very intentional. Why not just have it be very drab and dull?
I think we all felt like the way to depoliticize this whole thing, which has become so politicized, is to remind people about the stories, right? These are real people's lives that, mm-hmm. that these politicians are messing with. You know, these are real women who have hopes and dreams or already have kids, for whatever reason, are making the decision to seek out abortion health care.
Right.
And regular real women, they have fun too. You know, they laugh too.
I love that. Like, the human,
right?
Is that what you're
like,
saying?
We're all human. You know, my rule about this character was, I just said, I don't want to cry after, because she's so relieved after her abortion. She chooses her life. It's a very life-affirming decision for her. She's not particularly tortured over it. She's already a mom, and her pregnancy is threatening her life, and she wants to stay alive to be a mom to her daughter. And because she suddenly realizes when she's faced with life or death, wow, I have so much more life to live. I have so many things to do. Shit, I got a list I got to get through, you know? And she's really has a real awakening, a political awakening, an emotional awakening. And I love that for the character. I mean, total right turn in her life.
Right.
You know?
It's a change in direction, because it's a moment where, you know, we don't want to spoil it for everyone, but it's just that key moment where somebody realizes their life is at risk. They need to have this procedure, and then they have to fight to basically save their own life. It's a powerful one. I feel like you're one of the more perfect people to tell this story. No, because of what you represent. You know, you've been a champion of women in all fields, whether it's business, whether it's film. You know, people have come up to you and they've gone like, you create some of the funniest films for women to act in. You're funny behind the camera. You're funny when it comes to the writing. And what I loved is something that you said recently, which was, everyone will say to you, or many people will say, oh, it's powerful that you're doing this, because you're doing this to show that women can do it, and you make films for the women. You said something to the effect of, well, I make films because I like making films, and I am a woman, and I'm having fun.
Yeah.
What do you think people miss sometimes about a woman doing any type of job that they just want to do?
you know, well, do we have 3 hours? I mean, that's like a deep question. You know, I think there's a lot. We live, Roe for me, I'll speak to it in terms of the film right now, which was when the Dobbs decision is a decision that overturned Roe v. Wade that came down this summer. When it happened, I felt foundationally like less of a free person than I did the day before. Oof. And so when you live in a society where your human rights can be taken away from you, you're kind of a second-class citizen. And when you're considered a second-class citizen, everybody thinks, well, how does a second-class citizen get to direct a Hollywood movie?
Wow.
Like, it's that deep.
Right.
Do you know what I
right.
mean? It's like, it's the way, it's that...
It permeates society,
there are people that are
yeah.
entitled to do things, uh-huh. and then there are women who have to fight to do things.
Right. Almost, you're lucky. It's
you're
like,
lucky
how did you do
you
it?
You're lucky if you get to do it.
Well, you're not lucky. You're amazing. You're truly one of the funniest people I know, and the film is amazing. Thank you so much for joining
Thank
me again.
Friend.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much for being here. Elizabeth, thanks, everybody. Make sure to check out the film. It's going to be in theaters everywhere you watch movies. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Thank you very much.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Well, that's our show for tonight. But before we go, I wanted to remind you that peaceful protesters in Iran are risking their lives to be heard right now. The Center for Human Rights in Iran is helping to bring their voices to the international stage, and it provides legal aid for political prisoners and victims of violence. So, if you want to help them in this work, then please follow the link below. Until next time, stay safe out there, and remember, if you're trapped in a collapsed building, stay calm. All the rats are coming.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.